The Blue Ribbon Task Force is made up of representatives from the following agencies: Bridgeway, Bright Futures, CASA of West Central Illinois, the Center for Youth and Family Solutions, Family Planning Services, Initiative for Girls, Head Start, Knox County Child Advocacy Center, Knox County Teen Court, OSF Resource Link, Safe Harbor, Crisis Center, YMCA, Early Learning Center, Knox County Health Department, and the Department of Children and Family Services. The statistics for 2018, more than 88,000 children were confirmed victims of abuse and neglect in the state of Illinois. Here in Knox County, over 72 children were confirmed cases of abuse and neglect. Today we have a guest speaker, Judge Ray Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Erica. We're going to make this really a long speech since you guys are so thrilled to be here. I thank you for coming to the Hands Around the Courthouse event for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Child abuse comes in many shapes and forms, as all of you know. It could come from the domestic violence situation. It could come from drug addictions and neglect. It could come from a breakdown in the family unit that's led by any number of issues. But you as providers are really the helping hand in the hands around the courthouse to our community when those situations happen. We want to work with those families to try to keep the families intact. That's our mandate from the state. And we want to identify and prevent your services from being needed by stopping the cycle of the violence, the cycle of addiction, the cycle of need in our community, which is so rampant. And she, Erica gave a little synopsis of my life, but I saw it when I first became an attorney in abuse and neglect in Cook County, and the inhumanity of people to the people that they love and should be taken care of. And so really, with a little fanfare, I got to salute you. You're the workers that are the hands that help prevent the spread of the violence, the neglect, and the lack of caring to those kids that deserve to be protected. So I want to thank you for being here, but I want to thank you for more for what you do every day. And even looking at Ryan, I haven't seen him in years, but still fighting a fight for children and all of you that do that. I want to thank you. I want to encourage you to continue to fight the fight, because it is the good fight. When you see your kids come back and say hi to you that have made success stories out of themselves, but they're really a reflection of the success that you are and that you have put as a priority in the system. So I want to thank you, and let's stress this month, but let's stress it year-round, okay? Let's stop it. Let's stop the cycle, and thank you for what you've done.
So get informed, know the signs. If you would like to talk to any of us on the Blue Ribbon Task Force, we're more than willing to come and talk to your agencies or community things that are going on. So at this time, let's go ahead and join hands around the front inner lawn. Aaron is going to read the story of the Blue Ribbon and where it came from.
In 1981, April was declared Child Abuse Awareness Month. Then in 1983, April was declared National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And in 1989, the color blue was declared the Child Abuse Awareness Ribbon Color. The story of the Blue Ribbon for Child Abuse. In spring 1989, a Virginia grandmother, Bonnie Finney, tied a blue ribbon to the antenna of her van. When community members started to question the reasoning, the story they heard was tragic. The ribbon started the conversation of a horrific abuse that Bonnie's grandchildren had suffered by their parents, which ultimately led to the brutal death of her three-year-old grandson. My grandchildren had suffered and battled so much throughout their young lives that it sickened me. My life was turned into physical and mental chaos. My efforts to understand became a plea to stop abusing children. I tied a blue ribbon on my van antenna to make people wonder, why blue? I intend to never forget the battered, bruised bodies of my grandchildren. Blue serves as a constant reminder to me to fight for protection for our children. Since the year of 1989, millions of people across the country have participated in the Blue Ribbon campaign each year. With every year that passes, more people join in the effort by wearing and displaying blue ribbons and encouraging others to do the same. The story of Bonnie demonstrates the effect that just one concerned citizen can have on raising public awareness of child abuse and in promoting prevention efforts. We want to make others aware of abuse and how to break the cycle of abuse and how to prevent it. Prevention through education, to completely eliminate child abuse. Breaking the chain against child abuse, joining together as one family, one voice to fight against the abusers. A lot of people turn their cheek, believing that child abuse doesn't happen in their own town, their school, and possibly their homes. Child abuse is not prejudice. It doesn't care how much money you make or the church you attend or the color of your skin. Child abuse is everywhere, in every town, every school, every community. By taking a stand against child abuse and becoming aware of the warning signs, reporting your suspicions of abuse to the local authorities, and breaking the chain, you can save the life of a child. Child abuse leads to lethal consequences, and for those who survive, will cast a shadow over a lifetime. We were all children once, and without our children, we are nothing. Albert Einstein once said, "The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, because of the people who look on it and do nothing."
Thank you, everyone, for being here today and taking a stand against child abuse.